This is Between the Lines, WMUK's weekly look at books and writers. I'm Zinta Astars. Rick Chambers has boldly gone where most of us never will. He's written several scripts for Star Trek Phase 2, the ongoing series that's a web-based continuation of the TV series that originally aired from 1966 to 1969. Chambers talks about how his fascination with the show began.
Oh, you know, and people that know me really well know that this goes back way to my earliest childhood days. I actually remember watching Star Trek during its very first season on the air, and it would have been 1966, 67. And I was over at my grandparents, and my uncle had it on, and it was an episode I remember called The Corbomite Maneuver. And it included this creature.
You remember that.
I do. And I was probably about 4 years old, 4 or 5 years old. And it had this particular creature on it, and it scared the willies out of me. It was just, you know, so frightening. I remember hiding my face in the couch. So I didn't touch Star Trek again for about 3 or 4 years. And when it went into syndication after the series had been canceled right around 1970, I was a little older, a little more mature, 9 or 10, and really
that's
caught
up there.
A little bit. And I caught the fever then.
Yeah.
And really began to, Star Trek really began to encourage me as a, you know, games I played in the backyard.
Mm.
And as I got a little bit older, when, you know, maybe it's a little bit weird to run around with a cardboard and masking tape communicator and uniforms and such, I started writing these adventures. So it really is kind of the heart of helping to create me as a writer.
Already then.
Yeah, all the way back then, yeah. I still have, in fact, I came across not long ago a handwritten story that I did when I was probably about 11 or 12 years old.
Oh, I love it. Could you use any of those ideas today?
I would be ashamed to show it to anybody. It was illustrated, too, and I just reaffirmed the fact that I am not an artist, ever was, but and greater respect for those that can. So
is it fair to call you a Trekkie?
It is, actually. There was a time when that word kind of fell out of favor, but... I think Trek fans have decided that it's sort of a badge of honor now.
And for the three people out there who don't know what Star Trek is about, can you give us a synopsis of what this show is?
Sure. So Star Trek was created by a television writer and producer named Gene Roddenberry in the mid-1960s. And he sort of envisioned this as a wagon train to the stars. He wanted to do something that was different from some of the science fiction at the time that was on television and in films with lots of, you know, flying saucers and bug-eyed monsters and zap guns and that sort of thing. And he really wanted to tell human stories. And so that's what Star Trek became. And Roddenberry was very much about social issues at the time. And so he was able to work things in like racism and gender discrimination and war and all those kinds of things that were hot button issues as much in the 60s as they are today into stories. And the beauty about science fiction is it sort of can catch you off guard. It can get you thinking differently about some of those issues than if you just were to, you know, hit it straightforward.
This is Between the Lines on WMUK. I'm Zinta Astars. I'm speaking with Rick Chambers of Kalamazoo about the Star Trek episodes he's written.
The series I write for is Star Trek New Voyages. It was launched, the first episode was launched in 2004. It was a creation by a gentleman named James Cawley, who was much like me, a Star Trek fan going back to his earliest days. And he really felt, while, you know, he enjoyed the spinoffs and the films to varying degrees, he felt that there was an opportunity to recreate that original series and the power of it, because so many of the things it dealt with are still relevant in our society. And so he did. And right down to a faithful recreation of the sets, casting actors that could portray those characters in a real meaningful way. And really create this series and have it resonate with fans. So I found out about it, probably around 2007, 2008, and thought, oh, that's really cool. It never occurred to me that I might have an opportunity to pitch a story, but I did. In 2010, I encountered one of their producers, had an opportunity to pitch a story. and James Colley contacted me. In fact, I was on a trip up at Mackinac Island, a business trip, and I got a phone call from him, and I always remember that, sitting out there at Mackinac Island, taking notes from him on the treatment that I had done for that episode.
So how is that different? Because you've got a background in PR, you're a journalist, you've written a novel, and now script writing. How does this type of writing differ?
From some of the novel writing and short story writing, in some ways it's hard to answer that question in my mind, because in some ways there isn't a lot of difference, and in some ways there's tons of difference. One of the things that's helped me is the fact that I grew up as a kid watching a lot of television. Way more than my mother would have wanted me to.
But, so there's a good thing about watching television.
Well, I think so, because I began to get sort of that sense of structure of television shows and a sense of dialogue. I've been told on a number of occasions on some of the, like in my novel and my short stories, that I seem to have dialogue down really well. So, and I've written corporate scripts in my corporate PR life and so forth. But this was a real opportunity to kind of really write for television. And I will say it was both easy to do, because that sort of television structure in some way, shape, or form kind of fits into my stories and into my novel. But it was also very hard, because it is very different. You really got to get a sense for people's voices and how they speak and how they say certain words. And both as the actor portraying the character and the character itself, but just as human beings. So I spend a lot of time when I write scripts going back and reading them out loud and going, oh, you know, a real person would never say that, or Kirk would never say that, or, you know, and making adjustments. It's getting a little bit easier as I've done a number of them now, but that first one especially was a real challenge. I've written now four episodes and been at the filming for three of them.
Okay.
And I will tell you about the very first one. And this was in the summer of 2012. And the producers of Star Trek New Voyages very graciously invited me to be there for the filming. So I was there. And I remembered that first couple of scenes where I'm sitting next to the director and having characters deliver lines that I wrote and I envisioned, sometimes different from how they would deliver it, differently from how I might have envisioned it, but always better. And at one point, I even got kind of misty-eyed. It's like, this is, who would have thought that I would get to write an episode of a series that was canceled 40 years earlier?
Yeah.
And was
yeah.
such an inspiration for me.
I'm Zinta Astars. You've been listening to WMUK's Between the Lines, our weekly look at books and writers. I've been speaking with Rick Chambers. Visit WMUK.org to hear our complete interview and links to the Star Trek episodes he's written. And join us every Tuesday at this time for Between the Lines. Thanks for listening.